Today is Tuesday, April 6, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So I know everyone's dying for another crabgrass update, so I'll go ahead and get that out of the way. Also, I found out I listened to two whole episodes. I never listened to episodes of my show. And for whatever reason, my voice was really clicky when I would take a breath. Like I had some phlegm in the back of my throat, and every time I would take a breath, there was like this big click. So now I'm going to be putting my mouth away from the microphone every time I breathe because I'm worried about it. I probably won't. I won't, but I'm really thinking about it. Or maybe I was clicking my tongue. I don't know what I was doing, but regardless, something was going on. So the crabgrass update for today is it is still not dead. So I don't know if I did something wrong or if it's crappy poison, or I'm not really sure, or if I'm going to have to do it two more times or three more times, or I don't know. But the crabgrass is not dead. That is your daily crabgrass report. Thank you. All right, we have a couple of voicemails. Let's go ahead and play one of them, shall we?
Hey there, I just want to let you know.
Hello.
I, for one, appreciate EDM. I was just listening to your show. I heard you had a lot of haters about your music that you're playing on your intro. But I appreciate it. I know I'm just one person, but I say you do you. And like you said before on your other shows, it's your podcast. You're going to do it your way. And I think that's the way it should be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. Thank you.
That's all. Talk to you later. Bye.
All right. I appreciate it. You didn't say who you are, but that's okay. I don't mind, but I'm going to call it out anyway. Thank you. Thank you for the call. Yeah. Well, a couple of things on that. I recorded with Joe Batance yesterday, and he said he did a whole segment in Throwing Down where he had recorded my passive aggressive episode. And, you know, I am too sensitive. One person, and they were joking around. I mean, maybe they don't like the song, but for the most part, they were joking around. They listened to the show. They must find something interesting and enjoyable. Flavio Heels. Must find something enjoyable out of the show. And he just made, I assume it's a he. I don't know that for sure, but I assume, you know, maybe he doesn't like EDM, and that's fine, and that's okay. And I should not be so affected by one person, especially when they're just joking around. And, you know, here I am taking it so seriously. And then the other thing is, yeah, I totally, even if, you know, you are going to have some haters and people who go out of their way to say, oh, I don't like this, I don't like that, or you suck, or whatever. regardless of that, when you're doing something creative like a podcast or a television show or whatever, for the most part, you really have to be true to yourself and do what you enjoy, because there are so many different tastes out there in the world that it's impossible to please all of your listeners or all of your viewers. So you have to steer the creative project in whatever way you think is best. And then if one or two people don't like something, you know, that's fine. And it's okay for them to have that feeling. But sometimes I just get too worked up by things. But thank you for your call. I appreciate it. All right. Next voicemail.
Hello, Adam. Hope
Hello.
You're well. This is Dennis from Falls Church, Virginia. I like the music. My feet are tapping during the day for a few seconds, and it reminds me of being in the gay clubs back in the late 80s and the late 70s and early 80s, way before
you were
God.
Born. I'm showing my age.
Anyways, I was curious. Sometime I'd like to know how you and Mr. Mark met.
Oh, that's easy.
How long you two have been together for. Just curiosity. anyways, I'm glad all is well with you and the family, and I'm glad you survived Easter weekend. Have a great day and look forward to calling some other time. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Well, thank you for your call. My mouth just clicked again, damn it. Okay, anyway, thank you for your call. And yeah, someone yesterday was saying that I recorded like 15 million podcasts yesterday. I'll tell you guys about that in a moment. But someone yesterday was saying it sounded like bathhouse music. I have been a fan of bathhouses in my day, so I'm okay with that. But yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's I like it as well. So Mark and I met on Grindr. Surprise, surprise. I mean, I moved from, first of all, it's much more convenient to meet someone on a air quotes dating app than it is to meet them in a club or a bar or a social event, because especially here in Arkansas, we're very limited on the number of bars and clubs and other places where you might see other gay people. At least gay people that are not in the closet or, you know are gay, or they're telling you, hey, I'm gay. Now, there is an LGBTQ organization at my work, and so I suppose I could have met someone there. There are avenues, I suppose. But for the most part, I was a Grindr boy. And so we met on Grindr. He came over. It was a whole thing because he actually came over for a date. So it wasn't a hookup. We did end up fooling around, but that was not. He came over to watch a movie and have dinner to my apartment. And, you know, fooling around happened, but it wasn't like a normal, hey, come over, let's have sex, and then you go home. Although I've done plenty of that in my life as well, but that one wasn't. We had already been talking on Grindr for a month, probably, before he came over. And I gave him tap water, and he will never let me live that down, because I said, what do you want to drink? And all I had was Diet Dr. Pepper, Diet Mountain Dew. I think I had bought a Coke. I had tea, because, you know, I'm a good Southern boy, and he wanted water. Well, I'm not a water drinker, so I didn't have a filter, and I didn't have any bottled water, because I didn't even expect that someone was, and when I grew up, people drank tap water. It was fine. Later, he didn't say anything, but later I found out he thought that was completely barbaric, that I would dare to serve a guest tap water. So that's been a whole thing. But yeah, we met there and we've been together. I'm gonna get this wrong. I apologize in advance, Mark. I believe we've been together 8 years. I believe this anniversary is going to be 9. So in another year we'll be 10 years, but I believe we're at 8 right now. I could be a year off on that. I've really got to think about it. But yeah, 8 or 9, something like that. All right. Well, so I was going to talk about yesterday. So we had a lot of podcast recording around here yesterday. I had agreed to do a podcast, Joe Batanz on his Afterthought Media Network does a show called Shady Pines, where they review Golden Girls. And Mark said, why would you review a show that's been off the air for a bajillion years? And I said, well, I don't know, because gay people like Golden Girls and it's good content. But anyway, so he said, and occasionally he will ask me, this is the second time actually, he's asked me to guest host. Now, I don't know if they have a third, or if he just likes to have me occasionally because he loves me. I mean, maybe that's it. He listens to this, so Joe, you can tell me. Because I don't know if there's a third person on that show. I guess I should listen to it, but I'm not an Afterthought Media subscriber. I'm just an occasional co-host, so I don't get all the feeds. He's gonna say, Adam, I sent you the direct link to that feed months ago. He probably did. I don't know. So he has a cute co-host actually named Adam Salandra. And so both of our names are Adam. And so I started out the episode by saying, I love your name. So I recorded two episodes of that, and then I recorded Geeky Gay. And then, and this was after work, and work didn't end until 6 o'clock because I had another long day yesterday at work. And then I went downstairs. I made some cauliflower rice. Let me tell you, if you are trying not to eat, I know we talked about the arsenic in rice, but rice is a lot of calories and a lot of carbs and a lot of points in Weight Watchers. So if you're trying to lose weight and you don't want to eat a lot of rice, but you're used to eating a lot of rice, cauliflower works really well. So what I've been doing, though, I don't really like the taste if I just warm it up and eat it, because I buy the frozen cauliflower rice because I don't want to be grating a head of cauliflower. They sell it already in rice form. That's good for me. So I buy that, but I find it very bland and kind of watery as well. So what I've been doing that is making fried rice out of it. So I sprayed a little nonstick spray. I cut up some onion really fine. I sautéed the onion for, 6 or 7 minutes until it got real soft and kind of caramelized. Added some garlic, and then I go ahead and heat the cauliflower rice in the microwave following the directions on the packet. But then I put it in the pan, and it's kind of watery, so I dry it out by heating it really at a high heat and doing fried rice. And then sometimes I'll add a scrambled egg to it, or peas or carrots or whatever, but I make like a fried rice. So I did that, and I had leftover chili. And then I had to come back up here, and then we recorded Throwing Down. So it was a lot of podcasts. And in between that, I released Geeky Gay, and it was a lot of podcasts, but that was okay. Another life update that I'm really excited about. It's amazing the things you become excited about as you get older and you own a home. But I keep going into my attic, and for whatever reason, I will go in my attic at different times. When we had AC problems when we first moved in, I had to go in the attic. I was looking for places to hang an antenna for this new Tableau thing. I was going in the attic. Well, there's not a lot of space in our attic to store stuff because they only put down flooring right next to the air conditioner, but the attic is huge. It's big, huge, vaulted ceiling. Not a ceiling, but it's a big, tall ceiling. And so I've been wanting to put flooring down to have additional storage. And my stepdad is scheduling an appointment for me to get an estimate from his company for them to come out and lay flooring in my attic. And I'm so excited about it. And that is such a strange thing to be excited about. I'm like, oh my God, all the storage we'll have. They're coming on Thursday. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.